Hi, this is Dr. Sani SCI, and I'll be getting notes from Pearl of Crystal Lake Nursing Home in Crystal Lake, and the date is August 18, 2025. First one is history and physical on Cheryl, Cheryl, last name is Nozeka, Nozeka, in brackets, date of birth, 6/8/1947. This is 78-year-old female who is admitted to a skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She fell. She was very weak. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, COPD, osteoarthritis, family history is non-contributory, social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2 to 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is arrhythmic, normal cephalic, pupils are equal, acted light, neck is supple, no JVD, RTS1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferret entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, generalized weakness, comma, fall, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, hypertension, comma, COPD, comma, osteoarthritis. Plan same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time was spent doing admission, including reviewing old medical records, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. We'll continue to watch her closely. She denies any pain. She's eating okay. Next history and physical is on Craig, C-R-A-I-G, last name is Crumweed, K-R-U-M-W-I-E-D-E, in brackets, date of birth, 8/9/1945. This is an 80-year-old male who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He was found to have spinal cord abscess and was sent here for 6 weeks of IV antibiotics course to be completed. He is in wheelchair. He does have drain. His daughter and son-in-law are at bedside. He is comfortable. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, multiple falls, status post-CABG, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, blindness, family history is non-contributory, social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is arrhythmic, normal cephalic, pupils are equal, acted light, neck is supple, no JVD, RTS1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferret entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Spinal cord abscess, comma, hypertension, comma, CAD status post-CABG, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia. Plan same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing old medical records, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and family and rehab team. He will continue with IV antibiotics. He will follow up with the specialist as instructed, and right now he doesn't have any pain. We'll watch him closely. Next, history and physical is on Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, last name is Karch, K-A-R-C-H, in brackets, date of birth, 9/27/1950. This is 74-year-old male who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He had a Whipple procedure done, and after that he had aspiration pneumonia, and then he was here for a couple of days and went back to the hospital for pneumonia, and now he is feeling better. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for Parkinson's disease, hypertension, osteoarthritis, hyperlipidemia. Recent Whipple procedure for benign pancreatic head tumor. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. He retired as CPA. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomic, normal, scalic, pupils are hyperactive, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry, no added sounds. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, pneumonia, UTI, hypertension, Parkinson's disease, hyperlipidemia, BPH, status post recent Whipple procedure. Plan, same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time was spent doing reviewing old medical records, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. His wife is at bedside. Will continue to watch him closely, including IV antibiotics. Next, history and physical is on Arlene, A-R-L-E-N-E, last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, in brackets, date of birth, 9/22/1934. This is 90-year-old female who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She is feeling better. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 2 to 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equiractive, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry, no air sounds. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan, hyperkalemia, hypertension, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis, osteoarthritis, hyperlipidemia, dyspepsia. Plan, same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing old medical records, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She usually lives in assisted living facility and will continue with hemodialysis and watch her closely. Next, history and physical is on John, J-O-H-N, last name is Brown, B-R-O-W-N, in brackets, date of birth, 1/11/1940. This is 85-year-old male who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. His wife is at bedside. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of falls, Alzheimer's, dementia, osteoarthritis, chronic kidney disease. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 2, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomic, normal, spheric, pupils are equiractive, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry, no added sounds. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, UTI, comma, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, chronic kidney disease, stage 3. Plan, same patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing old medical records, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He is eating okay. He denies any nausea or vomiting. We'll monitor him closely. Next is progress note on Peter, P-E-T-E-R, last name is Ryland, R-E-I-L-A-N-D, in brackets, date of birth, 4-1-1942, SM, ROSM, all same, assessment and plan, osteoarthritis, comma, hypertension, comma, dyspepsia, comma, generalized weakness, plan game, will same, will give him Tylenol, scheduled upon patient's family's request. Otherwise, he's doing okay and he's eating well. Next one is Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, last name is McMahon, M-C-M-A-H-O-N, in brackets, date of birth, 4-23-1948, SM, ROSM, all same, assessment and plan. Dyspepsia, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, generalized weakness. Plan, same, patient is resting in bed comfortably. He's eating okay. He denies any nausea or vomiting. Next one is Edward, E-D-W-A-R-D, last name is Davis, D-A-V-I-S, in brackets, date of birth, 12-31-1943. SM, ROSM, all same, assessment and plan. Recent diverticular bleed, comma, anemia, comma, dyspepsia, comma, liver cirrhosis, comma, coronary artery disease. Plan, same, patient's hemoglobin is stable. He is on lactulose. He's eating and drinking okay. Next one is Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, last name is Sima, S-I-M-A, in brackets, date of birth, 3-9-1940, SM, ROSM, all same, assessment and plan, decubitus ulcers, multiple, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, plan, same, wound care nurse is seeing her, she's eating and drinking better now, physical therapy is seeing her as well. Next one is Frank, F-R-A-N-K, last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, in brackets, date of birth, 2-20-1955, SM, ROSM, all same, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, NIDDM, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, plan, same, patient is doing okay, he is concerned about his diabetes because he doesn't want to eat too many carbs. Otherwise, he's doing okay. Encouraged him to eat more as he needs to for strengthening. Next one is Carol, C-A-R-Y-O-L, last name is Colbert, C-O-L-B-E-R-T, in brackets, date of birth, 5-1-1942, in brackets, under hospice, SCM, ROSM, all same, assessment and plan, dyspepsia, comma, severe protein calorie malnutrition, comma, COPD, comma, osteoarthritis. Plan, same, patient is doing okay. She's on supplemental oxygen. She's eating better. She is very thin. She is comfortable. Next one is Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Last name is Cronin, C-R-O-N-I-N. In brackets, date of birth, 12-6-1930. SM, ROSM, all same, assessment and plan. Osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, hypertension, comma, generalized weakness. Plan, same. Patient's daughter is visiting her here today. She is in good spirits. She's eating okay. Next one is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Last name is Westrich, W-E-S-T-R-I-C-H. In brackets, date of birth, 6-15-1933. SM, ROSM, all same, assessment plan. hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia, comma, generalized weakness. Client same, patient is doing okay, he is comfortable, he's eating okay, he's getting stronger, he is able to use walker independently. Next one is Dorland, D-O-R-L-A-N-D, last name is Henderson, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, in brackets, date of birth, 2-12-1947, SM, ROSM, OSM, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, indwelling Foley catheter, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, generalized weakness, plan same, patient does not have any hematuria, otherwise he is getting stronger, but still not able to live independently. End of dictation, we start saying SCINI.